This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden is warning congressional critics not to play games as he pushes a key legislative priority, a massive infrastructure plan. AP's Sagar Magani has details.
At a Cleveland community college, the president noted no Republicans backed his coronavirus relief bill, but still touted its benefits to their constituents.
I'm not going to embarrass anyone, but I have here a list.
And a warning.
If you're going to try to take credit for what you've done, don't get in the way of what we still need to do.
That came as Shelley Moore Capito and Republicans boosted their previous infrastructure offer, now pitching a $928 billion package.
It's a serious effort to try to reach a bipartisan agreement.
But they want to shift virus relief dollars to help pay for it. That's a non-starter for Democrats who instead want to raise taxes on corporations and the wealthy, something the GOP is dismissing. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United States will share the results of a new deep dive by its top intelligence agencies into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic that has killed millions of people across the globe. Before boarding Air Force One for a visit to Cleveland, Ohio Thursday, President Joe Biden told reporters he would make the findings of the 90-day review public unless there's something I'm unaware of. Biden ordered the fresh review Wednesday amid growing speculation that COVID-19 might have leaked from a Chinese laboratory, with the White House promising to make additional resources available, including from the country's national labs. China hit back at Biden's move Thursday, accusing the United States of playing politics and avoiding its own responsibility in calling for a renewed investigation into the origins of the pandemic that emerged in China in late 2019. This is VOA News. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad was reelected in a landslide, officials said Thursday, ushering in a fourth seven-year term in the war-torn country following an election described as illegitimate and a sham by the West and his opposition. Assad's win was never in doubt in an election where officials said 18 million people were eligible to vote. But in a country ravaged by the 10-year conflict, areas controlled by rebels or Kurdish-led troops did not hold the vote. At least 8 million, mostly displaced, live in those areas in northwest and northeast Syria. Assad's victory comes as the country remains devastated by the conflict. U.S. and European officials have also questioned the legitimacy of the election, saying it violates U.N. resolutions in place to resolve the fighting, lacks any international monitoring, and is not representative of all Syrians. Tens of thousands of people are evacuating the city of Goma in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo for fear of another volcanic eruption by Mount Nyiragongo, which spewed lava near the city last week. AP's Karen Chamas has details.
People fled in a panic from their homes, some leaving on motorcycles, whilst others walking to vehicles provided by local authorities. They've been advised to carry very little and that they won't be able to return until officials say so. 10 out of 18 neighbourhoods have been ordered to evacuate, as authorities warn an eruption could occur at any time. While the main city of Goma was previously spared, it's now under threat, with activity being reported under the urban area and Lake Kivu. An eruption under the lake could lead to the explosion of gas in the lake, which in turn could destroy parts of Goma and Gisenyi in neighboring Rwanda. I'm Karen Chamas.
Mexican authorities on Thursday arrested an alleged Romanian gang leader accused of multi-million dollar credit card fraud following an extradition request from his country. Florian Tudor, who was detained in the Caribbean resort city of Cancun, is wanted by Romania on charges of organized crime, extortion, and attempted aggravated homicide, the Attorney General's office said. According to Mexican media, he is suspected of leading a group of Romanians that clone credit cards. The gang is accused of stealing nearly $7.5 million in a single day in 2017. No charges have been filed against Tudor in Mexico, although his finances are under investigation. A mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow gained 0.41%, the S&P added 0.12%, but the Nasdaq lost 0.01%. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.